Fill this place, Lord, with your presence. Captured us with your love. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father God. Isho yatisia. Kola di da 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 basata da 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 da. Presence of the Lord. Presence of God. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We stand in awe of you, Lord. We stand in awe of your presence. Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The word tells us in 2 Chronicles, I forgot to write down the chapter, but it is in 2 Chronicles. And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people that God had prepared, the people, for the thing was done suddenly. Hallelujah. How many is ready for a divine interruption of the glory of God? Woo! Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Isaiah 4:3 tells us, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. I shewed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Today we're going to be talking about the God of suddenlies. So I've come with a word from the Lord to tell you that this is your season of suddenly. What you've been going through has only prepared you for this season. You've been positioned for suddenly. That's why I felt the shift. Woo! Kehehe sahataya. Ba 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 soho toho la ba 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 siya. I said that's why I felt the shift this morning. Because you that are here today have been positioned for such a time as this, for a divine interruption of the glory of God. Woo hoo hoo! Hey hey, soho taye kehe ba 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 siya. Some of you are getting ready to go into a direction that you have not been in before. And God says to tell you to fear not, for I've already gone and prepared the way for you, and you have no reason to fear. The enemy that has said that you cannot do this and there's no way it's possible, God said to remind you that I'm God. And there's nothing impossible with me to those that believe. And the shift that you see that has taken place, or that you felt that has taken place, is a platform of what I am propelling this place into. For this upcoming year, you're going to see the suddenlies. Because I have prepared for you in this year what you're going to walk into the next year. Yes, you're going to continue to see many changes. But I hear the Lord say there's a new dynamic coming into this church. And you're going to see growth. Not just individually, but others that are coming. That has a heart to take up the mantle of what God has said through these this man and woman of God years ago, that it's coming to fruition now because things have been placed in place for it to happen in this season. And I hear God say there's a spirit of acceleration taking place because he said, I'm stirring the pot of history and I'm launching it forth in this time. Hey, sahataya kehe bobaba sataya. Ah, da da dito koho shada da da daya. Ah, the mantle of God's glory is resting on this place. The mantle of God's glory is resting upon you because you are the church. Ha, come on, somebody. Ye ta ha sa la tu hu ba 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 si ya. Ma sataya. Ko li ta sha ta ha re ba 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 sate. O da di sate ki ha ta ya ni no ku hu ba 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 isaya. And I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Hallelujah. And there's always purpose in preparation. And sometimes when life is hard, we're so eager to want to get out of it, of what we're in at that moment. And we don't like the hard places in life. But I have found that the hard places of life conditions me for the blessing of God. Because in the hard places of life, I learn to lean more on God than I do when things are going well. So you have been positioned for a suddenly, and there's always purpose in the preparation. And when the fullness of preparation meets the fullness of time, that is when the atmosphere is made ready for the suddenly to manifest. I'm going to read that again. When the fullness of preparation, and I want to say that it's not just a one-time preparation, but our lives are continually in preparation for the glory of God to manifest in our lives. But when the fullness of preparation meets the fullness of time, the atmosphere is made ready for the suddenly to manifest. So suddenlies just don't happen. We think they do. It would appear that they do. Suddenlies are just a manifestation of things that has been a long time in the making. Woo! Did you hear what I said? Suddenlies. Oh my, let's go back and read that. Suddenlies are just a manifestation of things that has been a long time in the making. Woo! Suddenlies are just a manifestation of things that has been a long time in the making. Glory to God. Wow. My goodness. Luke 2:25 says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and the same man was just about waiting for the constellation of Israel. And it says the Holy Ghost was upon him. In this story, Simon sees the fulfillment. In this baby that was born, Simon sees the fulfillment of all the hopes and dreams of the Jewish people across the centuries. Verse 36 and 38 says, and there was Anna, a prophetess. She coming in at that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Looked for, what does look for mean? It means expectation. And when you are looking, you are expecting. And so to say that Jesus, the constellation of Israel, has to take us all the way back to the time of Abraham. When the Lord said, I'll make your name great, and through you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And after that, the reaffirmation to Isaac, and then to Jacob. And still later, God told Moses that one day a great prophet would come who would be unlike any other prophet before him. And then still later, okay now, time is being prepared for the birth of Jesus, the salvation of mankind. Still later, God promised David a son who would reign on his throne forever. And still later, God spoke through Isaiah, promised a son will be born of a virgin, and that his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. And still later, Micah predicted that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Things were being prepared for a divine intervention of God's glory on the earth that would change everything. For generations, the promises were repeated from father to son, to mother to daughter, from family to family. The older to the younger, Jewish children were taught to pray for the Messiah's appearance. So by talking about this, it kept the expectation alive. That's why the enemy wants to shut your voice. Because the more that you talk about the word, the more you talk about the promises, which is this book, in this book, the more you talk about it, what does it do? It keeps the expectation alive. It keeps faith alive. That is why we continually put the promises of God before us, and we put the word of the promise in our heart, and then we begin to speak it with our lips by declaring and confessing. And so then by the time you get to the first century, that of the story this read, you've had all these centuries of expectation built up. That's not talking about the 400 years of silence. When Jesus was born, there was great excitement in the nation of Israel, and I can imagine the atmosphere was charged that night. And even those that didn't believe had to have felt something big was about to happen. When Jesus was born, there had to be great excitement in the nation of Israel. There were many people that were, yes, they were not expecting anything. And there's a whole lot of people that's not expecting anything now, but Jesus is coming back. Amen. It's also true that many others were aware that something was up and that God was beginning to stir history once again. And some Jews thought the Messiah would be a great political leader. Overthrow Rome and restore Israel to its rightful place in the world. Others thought the Messiah would be God himself. And still others expected that Moses or the second Elijah would be coming on the scene. And I tell you this, God never disappoints. And when it's time that suddenly happens, nothing can stop it. Amen. Nothing can stop the suddenly that God is getting ready to do in your life. So at the beginning of the New Testament, it opens up with a series of divine interruption that changes the lives of Mary, Joseph, and Zechariah. And it was all being a preparation up until this point. The first thing we see is that God is not taken by surprise. Amen. Now the aged Zechariah goes about the priestly duties in the temple. And suddenly an angel appears by the altar. In this moment of divine interruption, in Luke 1:5-25, the angel had a personal message for Zechariah that he was about to become a father. This suddenly happened causes Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth to be caught up in the unfolded story of God's salvation, the plan for mankind. Their son will be known as John the Baptist. And when the suddenly happens, it will propel you into that position. You may be taken by surprise by the suddenlies. The suddenlies may have taken you by surprise, but it hasn't God, because he's been preparing you all along, even in the hard times, even in the times of rebellion, even in the times that you didn't want anything to do with it. It's all a preparation. Father God has the eternal perspective on your situation. He sees you where you're at, and he knows everything that's going on, and he is trustworthy. Amen. He is trustworthy. And one thing I know about God, he's always orchestrating our lives. When we don't see it, he's always orchestrating our lives. And that's why that we can trust him. And the second thing is that Father has already provided for what's ahead. We're going to get through this. I'm not quitting. Hallelujah, the devil is a liar. Zechariah's wife Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant when this next suddenly occurs. The angel Gabriel is sent by God to a young woman named Mary. And we read in Luke 1, 26, 38 about how Mary is given the honor of giving birth to the Messiah. This suddenly of God, though, comes with challenges. Have you ever had a suddenly to happen in your life and you're thinking, I know I have. I've just sat back, well, God, this will be interesting to see how you're going to work it out. And I said that one time, and he said, well, it may be interesting to you, Shirley, but it's not me because I've already got it planned out. Amen. And one thing I know also is that suddenlies happen to the most unlikely people. Why? Because God wants it to be all about him and not about us. And he wants it to be in his strength and not our strength. That he could take a nobody, a person hidden, such as a little girl named Mary, to birth the Savior of the world. Suddenly it's happened for his glory. And Mary, God had already prepared for her ahead of time. He prepared a husband, a protector, Joseph. He provides a place for them to live. See, when the suddenlies happen in your life and you're thinking, how is this going to work out? You've got to trust God and know that it's all been worked out. And even in this process, God's call is on a group of wise men. He had been preparing them all along also, orchestrating their movements, orchestrating their lives. And one thing I have found out is that it's not all about us. What God is doing in our life is such a much bigger picture than just us. Amen. It's such a much bigger picture than us. And that we're just in the great big plan of God. And it's more than just about us. The enemy wants us to think it is. It gets us discouraged to the point that we quit. But it's more than just about us. And sometimes life has taken us down paths that we don't understand at the moment. But the path that we go down, suddenlies are continually happening in our life. It's not just one thank you. It's not just one big suddenly. And you've got to know that your Father already knows what you need and has provided by his word ahead of time. And I heard this saying that where God guides, he will always provide. So no need is too small, too great. As you step forward into this new season, a divine interruption of the glory of God is about to take place. A Savior is about to be revealed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Luke tells us in chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, suddenly, don't you like that word? When you say that word suddenly, something just begins to happen in you. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, Heaven and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. Shepherds in the field watching over their flocks of sheep. When God interrupts the status quo with a startling announcement. Remember the word that we read at the beginning of the service? We're tired of the status quo. We want divine interruption of God's glory in our lives. Amen. Here we are, Lord. We want a divine interruption of your glory. In the new season, the sunless, you'll find yourself astonished at what is taking place. And God's favor rests mightily upon his people for this season of suddenlies. It will be a time when you will know his redeeming power in your life like never before. And I hear that word, God is redeeming some families back together again. What the enemy has come in and wanted to destroy, God says, I'm bringing families back together again. I'm causing some favor to take place. So in reading the story of the Jesus' birth, there are four words that I read that came up time and time again that I noticed. And it keeps saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. To Zechariah, to Mary, to the shepherds, and to Joseph. And sometimes when the suddenlies are happening in our life, even when we're expecting them, even when we're believing it, even when we know that something's changing, it can be startling to us. It can be just like, oh, wow. Because, you know, I found out that God is always wanting to do bigger than what we could think, imagine, or even ask him. He's always doing something bigger than when he does it. We're like, wow. But God. There's a supernatural confrontation sometimes that takes place as the old has gone and the new has come. And the word we got at the beginning of the service about God a breakthrough. But he said it wasn't just a breakthrough, it was a breakout. Hallelujah. Because you can have a breakthrough, but if you don't step out in the breakthrough, you're never going to break out. Amen. So old things are falling off, getting ready for that position that God has put you in for the suddenly. And one other thing that I found out, delay is not denial. And when God is silent, does not mean he is not doing anything. At the times in your life when things are silent, the suddenly can happen just like that. And it doesn't mean denial. Because God is continually doing things in our life, preparing us for the next suddenly, for the next manifestation of his glory. So your life lived every day, now listen to this, your life that is lived every day is ripe for a sudden manifestation of God's glory at any time. So when you leave here today, you could say, I just expect it suddenly to happen even before I walk out the door, even before I get home. I just expect it suddenly to happen. Amen. Your life lived every day. It's ripe for a suddenly manifestation of God's glory at any time. That is why we should stay in the attitude of expectation all the time. That's why we should always keep God's word before us, expecting him to fulfill his promise at any time. Hallelujah. At any time, it could happen. And for those of you that have pressed and you've prayed and you've worshiped and you've declared and you've cried about something and you've lost sleep over things, I want to reassure you that God has heard the cries. It's all part of the preparation. The heavens have heard the cries of his own, and he is responding with interruption of his divine glory on your behalf. Suddenly in this season, the supernatural meets the natural. And when that happens, there's no explanation that is needed. And all we can do is stand in awe and say, but God. When the supernatural meets the natural, it shakes things up. Things are no longer the same after that. And I believe that Daddy God is showing himself strong on your behalf. So we need to be expectant for the divine interruption of God's glory. God intervenes in the affairs of mankind. thank God that he does that. That he intervenes in our affairs. Causing suddenly. It is out, and he does this out of love. It's because of the purpose that he has for our lives. Amen. Get ready for the suddenlies. Get ready for the suddenlies. Get ready for the suddenlies. It's happening. Your life, your time right now is right for the suddenly of God to manifest and to do what he said he would do. Why? Because he is faithful concerning all of his promises to you and yours. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Father, I just thank you for this word that you've given us today, that you're the God of suddenlies. And even though it takes us by surprise, it doesn't take you by surprise. And when things begin to shift and things begin to happen, all that we can do is just say, but God, and give you thanks. We thank you that your favor rests mightily upon your people as we go into this new season, Lord, into this new year coming up, as we know it to be a new year. Wow, we're going to see some awesome things. Awesome, awesome things. Lord, I just speak your blessings over these people today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you have made us more than conquerors and that there's nothing impossible with you. We're so thankful for your word today. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for this time that we've been in your presence and to know that there's nothing impossible with you. Oh, Jesus, you are so good. Good all the time are you. And we leave this place expecting, with an attitude of expectation. And we welcome a divine interruption of glory in our lives. And we are not counting ourselves out, but we are going to be in the middle of what you're doing in the earth right now. For your glory is going to be seen in the earth. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And everybody said, amen and amen. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank Gail. She's not coming.